You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways that we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. And today we have with us Mr. Danny Gasperson. He was a pastor at Zephyr Hills in Western North Carolina for nearly 20 years. Now he's working at IM, and you're doing a lot, Danny, aren't you, to help churches to be involved in missions, trying to help them to advance the cause of Christ?
Well, that's really my passion. I mean, that's really, if you cut me, that's how I bleed. So, I love to help churches, and I have a heart for the church and certainly for the mission of God.
Well, it sure does come out, and I need to mention you have written an article. It'll be out by the time people hear this podcast, called Committed to the Commission, Becoming a Mission Active Church. It's in One Magazine, the February-March issue, so I encourage you to go get that. It's on page 18. Also, you can look at it and share it online, but wow, pastors will be listening to this, Danny. Many people that just so-called regular attenders of church will be listening too. Why should they be committed to becoming a mission active church? I mean, we have so many needs here in the United States.
Right. Well, let me give two responses to that. The first and the most basic is simply the Bible commands it.
Yes.
I mean, it is born from our responsibility. You have been very familiar with the world of academia, and students always know, is this going to be on the test? Let me tell you, this is going to be on the test. So it behooves us to take that seriously. The commission was given to the church, mm-hmm. to the universal church. But the universal church really can't do anything. God has structured us in how we are organized as humanity, and certainly the family is the basic structure, but then the local church. And then all the local churches, of course, comprise the universal church. But the universal church can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, the universal church does what the local church does, and the local church can only do what individual families do, and then individuals within that family. So there's that responsibility, and the Great Commission was given to every believer. Mm-hmm. I'm just convinced that every follower of Christ has a role and a responsibility to the Great Commission. And so we need to feel the weight of that.
So I'm reading my Bible. I'm sitting over in North Carolina or California or Alabama or wherever, and I come across Matthew 28, Acts 1:8, and what you're saying is when I read that, go unto all the nations, that means I individually have responsibility. And sounds like what you're saying is I can't just say, but I live in Asheville, North Carolina, or I live in Sacramento, California. I've got to think, you're saying that we're the hands and feet of Christ. I've got to go forward and figure out what my part is in
yes.
all of that.
Yes, so there's definitely a responsibility. But let me give you another reason that I think is an even better reason, and that's the blessing of it.
Oh, yes.
You see, God is a God on mission. Everything God does, He does with purpose, with intention. And by definition, that means God is a missionary God. And we as lovers of Christ want our heart to reflect His. And God created us in His image. And I think part of the image of God in us is this innate desire to live with purpose, to have significance. Mm. And so God has graciously invited us, not because He needs us, but because He loves us, and He said, let me invite you into the greatest purpose, greatest significance you'll ever find. And so when my heart begins to beat in sync with the Lord's, I just naturally become more and more missional because God is a missionary God.
Oh, that's great. So by being involved in missions, it's something far bigger than me.
Yes.
And I'm involved in what's happening in Cuba or what's happening in Japan. I've got a role in that.
Yes.
If I'm involved in missions.
Yes.
That's what you're getting at with the heartbeat of it.
Yes. Oh. And it should influence and color every decision we make, everything that we do. Being missional is not something to do. It's got to become who we are. Mm-hmm. We want to become like Christ, become like God. And that's where his heart beats.
And what you're talking about in the article, how we can become a mission active church, is actually we need to remind folks that's what you were doing. You were a mission active church for 20 years before coming to IM. And so walk us through a little bit. Tell us how it is that we can become a mission active church.
Okay. Well, first, let me clarify. We weren't always that way. And we never perfected it. It's still a journey. And even though I'm no longer the pastor, God has raised up a wonderful, strong, good pastor to follow me who's going to take the church even further than I was able to take them. And so we didn't perfect it, but we started that journey. And let's begin by trying to define what it means to be mission active. The Bible clearly gives us three touch points or on-ramps to be involved and engaged in the Great Commission. We are to pray. Obviously, the Lord said to lift up your eyes, look the pray to the Lord of the harvest. Mm-hmm. So we're responsible. You and I are responsible to be praying for God's global purpose. We also are responsible to provide. Romans chapter 10, the great statement there. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord can be saved, but there's a problem. There's an obstacle. How can someone call that's never heard? And through the progression, and he finally gets, they need a preacher, but how can someone preach unless they're sent? And the implication is through providing for them to help them get there. But also God calls us to be active participants in the Great Commission. That means I can't just pray for you and give you money. I have a responsibility to get my hands dirty as well. So through prayer and through provision and through participation, we on-ramp in our engagement to the Great Commission. Then Acts 1:8, you mentioned, gives us kind of four cultural and geographical areas where that's to apply. To Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost. Jerusalem is kind of where we are. It's where God has placed us. So we're responsible to engage the people around us. Judea refers to people who are culturally near, but geographically distant. So through NAM, we have a responsibility to be engaged in that. Samaria talks about people who might be geographically closer, but culturally there's a difference. And so we're to be engaged in that. And then when you get to the ends of the earth, the uttermost, well, that includes every person and every culture and every place. And he says the ends of the earth, not just kind of the next step. So no one's excluded in that.
Sunday, April 25th is the 2021 World Missions Offering, supporting the partnerships of IM Inc. around the world. These partnerships allow Free Will Baptist work to continue in evangelism, church planning, discipleship, and more. They invite more resources and opportunities for local ministries to continue. Cooperation with other Free Will Baptist organizations and field associations allows access to more personnel, finances, labor, and expertise to reach around the world. Give this year in obedience to the Great Commission. Your gift has an impact. Lives are changed, people find hope, churches are planted, and discipleship begins. To find out how your church can participate in the World Missions Offering, visit www.iminc.org/WMO or call 877-767-7736.
You're listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
The way we did it at Zephyr Hills is we just formed a matrix with prayer and provision and participation on one side, and then across the top we had Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. And then we just tried to fill in the blocks to be sure that we were involved in all of those areas. And, you know, we weren't at first. But here's the thing. Every church is already involved in some aspect of that. Mm-hmm. We were at Zephyr Hills. But if you had asked us at the beginning of the journey if we were a mission active church, we'd have probably said yes. But when we examined ourselves more closely, we found out that there were some holes. And so we simply just went about trying to fill in those gaps.
That's great. And you all have many tools for each of these areas that you're talking about. So like when you talk about prayer, you've got the prayer guide that people can go through and they can look at where people are at and pray specifically for them. You've got your Facebook site that's constantly being updated, pictures, updates, where people can pray for a real need in real time. Obviously, people can give. There's the World Mission Offering. They can give to specific missionaries. They can give to the general fund. And then you have other ways they can participate as well. E-team for young folks, the college program for college students, and short-term mission trips. I know also at Zephyr Hills, you would have missionaries come in from time to time and kind of briefly share a bit about what was happening with their ministries. So there's a lot of ways that churches can be involved. And how do you kind of get started if let's say nothing's really happening? You know, like you say, there's always something happening, but you want to move it to the next level. How does the church go about doing that?
Well, first of all, anyone is always welcome to contact me. I mean, I would love to work with churches, and I make myself available. You don't owe me anything. I'll just be glad to you know, and let me say up front, I'm not an expert in this, but I've been on the journey, and I'm still on that journey. And I would be glad to work with pastors, with churches, whomever would like for that to be. But there's a couple of resources that I would recommend. First of all, IM offers this thing called Go Global. It's a weekend, and we'll do it for churches, for associations, for just a bunch of churches that want to get together. But we come in and we spend about 3 hours just kind of going over who we are and what we're doing and how missions works, and we give some mission principles in that. We bring with us some stateside missionaries that are home, and then we try and do that like on a Saturday. And then on Sunday, we encourage churches to invite one of the missionaries or one of our staff to speak or present. We'll teach Sunday school, we'll preach, we'll do whatever we can. So a Go Global weekend would be a great way to start. There's also this thing called Perspectives on the World Mission, the World Christian Movement. It's a course. It radically changed my life. When I first started this journey of my own, I was exposed to Perspectives. And we are committed to helping our churches become more mission active. And so we're offering here in the Nashville area at the end of September through October the 2nd, an intensive. It'll be a full week long, and we're still working on plans for that. But IM is offering a scholarship of half tuition for the first 10 pastors that sign up for that. So that would be a great thing to do. Practically, though, for us, it started with just Bible study, and we began to pray and say, God, we want this. We realized that the Great Commission was a much bigger deal to God than it really was to us practically, and so we just said, God, help us.
Yeah.
And He worked. He brought people in that was able to speak into our lives and give us some wisdom and some direction. Through the Scripture and the study of Scripture, of course, it reflects the heart of God. And then maybe do this self-evaluation where you just create a little matrix and just say, are there holes there? Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, anybody at IM would be glad to help. I can't really speak for NAM, but I'm pretty confident that they would be glad to help a church along this process as well. So
let's give them your number and your email address so they could contact you and you kind of consult with them a little bit.
All right, sure. My email is simply danny@iminc.org. My number is area code 615 625-4325.
That's great. So I'm in a church somewhere and I'm thinking, how do I do this? Whether I be a lay person or pastor, call you. Hey, this is what we've got. We do support this missionary, or we've not supported a missionary in the last 20 years or whatever. Kind of walk through and talk about where one is at. That's what the church would do. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is there's all kinds of options. The Go Global, there's the course that might be something for an individual pastor or even a lay person to take. All kinds of options one might have. And then we could get them involved with a NAM person if they would be interested in doing something in North America. And this would be a way to really set up a church plan to really have an impact, wouldn't it?
Yes, very, very much so. I forgot to mention for the Go Global, Jerry Gibbs, a retired missionary from mm-hmm. France, he kind of heads those up, and Don Matchett, who is the director of church relations, and I know they would be thrilled to help as well.
Yes, so there's a lot of folks out there that would be of help, and they would be of assistance. I want to read the last statement from your article. It says, "Our desire as Free Will Baptists is not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. Our challenge is to deepen our commitment and involvement in the Great Commission." That's Amen. What we're trying to do here, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
And trying to help our churches to be as effective as they possibly can be to impact folks for the Lord, for Christ.
I'm grateful for our denomination, and that as a denomination we are committed to the Great Commission. But we can do better.
We can do better.
And Amen.
We're just trying to be good stewards of yes. what God's given us. And depending upon where you're at within the country or in the world, you're listening in. There's all kinds of things you can be involved in as well. So don't forget, you could send Danny an email at danny@im.org.
imink.org. imink.org. Yes.
Oh, boy. That, yes. And I'm going to give them the toll-free number. You could just call us at 877-767-7659 and ask for Danny, and he'll do what he can to help you out. And then I encourage you also to take a look at this article in One Magazine. I could see this being a good Bible study. You mentioned that was one of the things you did there at Zephyr Hills, maybe studying through some of the mission passages, Matthew 28, Acts 1, and even some of our Old Testament passages. And that would be a good start to helping our churches to do what they can to become a mission-active church. Well, Brother Danny, thank you for the good work that you're doing at IM. Thank you to IM for the good work that they're doing around the world, and also here even within the United States where we're at today, trying to do what we can to spread the gospel. Thank you to all of you that are listening in. I encourage you to go to the IM Inc. Facebook page, like it. When you see information come up, take that and share that with others. And also, we encourage you to go to the Better Together podcast page, like that, share that with friends, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and just remember, every little bit helps. Thank you for being with us today.